Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us here at Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. Yay, I'm so glad it's Tuesday and we can do this show. It's very exciting. I love it. So I am Ellen Hartwell, your host, and John Warren is my famous, I took out the N, famous co-host. How are you, John?
I am good. Glad to just be famous. Yeah.
Well, you.
I don't want to be infamous anymore. Yeah.
Okay, well, no, we took care of that last week because you said you took care of that issue, and so now you're not infamous. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that, but thank you for reminding me. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I love doing this show, too. I always think Tuesday is, like, refreshing to me because I know in the middle of my day is hopping onto this show and talking about stuff I love talking about.
Yes, as do I. So today's topic, John, here on Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres, is being decisive. Now, I don't know if our listeners are as indecisive as I can be at times, or sometimes too decisive, make too quick of a decision, but I feel it's important to recognize the power of being decisive when we are saying our affirmations, our prayers, our meditations, whatever works for you, you plural. Because when we're clear and decisive and we say, I am a person who has, or I am a person who is, or I have fill in the blank, all that, however you say it, there's not a right or a wrong as long as it's affirmative and in the now, that in being very decisive, we ourselves get a clearer picture of what it is we're trying to manifest, what it is we're trying to co-create. So if I say, yeah, you know, it would be pretty cool if I, well, I kind of, sort of, well, yeah, if I had a new car, that would be nice. But anyway, no, that's wishy-washy. I am a person who has a new car. It's a car that runs very well. I enjoy being in this car. It does not have any problems, mechanical problems. It runs well. Thank you that I have a wonderful new car. I am so grateful for that. I'm appreciative of that. Thank you. And we keep saying it, and we visualize a car, the kind of car we want, doesn't matter what kind, but whatever makes you happy. I mean, for me, it's a good running old junker. That makes me happy. But everybody's different, so there isn't a right or a wrong. But whatever it is you're trying to manifest, it's very important to be very clear with God, Spirit, Universe, exactly what you are bringing from the unseen to the seen. So if you say, yeah, I would kind of like, you know, a new garden with a new fence around it, but, you know, if it doesn't happen, that's okay. I mean, it's not that important. Well, nothing's going to happen. You have authority within your authentic self, your spirit, to affirm, to state as though it were what it is you have. So I have a wonderful car that I just love, a brand new car or a used car, but I have this car in my driveway that I am very excited about, that I enjoy driving. It's safe. It runs well. I am so happy and excited about this car. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. And visualize it. Feel it. And when you have other emotions, because we all do, come up, well, how are you going to get that? I mean, how are you going to pay for that? You can't have a new car. You go, yes, I hear those fear voices, but I'm going to counter those fear voices because I am a person who has a wonderful car in my driveway. I'm so excited about that, and I will co-create that reality with the God of my understanding, and that's it. There's no maybe or kind of or if. I will. So sometimes when we say something like that, we're very clear, we're very decisive, I have a new car in my driveway, other things will come up like, okay, to have that new car, I have to have some cash. So, you know what? That's fine, because I am a person who experiences abundance in all of its forms except on my hips. I am a person who always has plenty of money. I have wonderful work for wonderful pay. Money comes to me in unexpected and happy ways. So I always have plenty of money, and therefore I have this wonderful new car. Sometimes our manifestations are steps. So if it's a car and money's low, we start manifesting the money. and then the car. And some people do it together. I do. I'll put two or three things that I'm looking to manifest into one basket. I am so grateful that I have a wonderful job. I make plenty of money, and money comes to me in happy, unexpected ways, and that I have this new car. How cool is all that? I'm so excited about it. And you visualize it, you feel it. Don't deny your fears. Don't deny your negative thoughts, your negative feelings, but do counter them. Being decisive about that is also very important. Well, you can't have that, John, because you know, blah, 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 blah. I hear that, but you know what? I no longer believe. I am choosing to believe that I am manifesting plenty of money. I am choosing to believe that I have nothing to fear. I am choosing to believe that I am on the exact right path toward the exact manifestations that I am affirming. I'm choosing to believe that. Thoughts and feelings aside, recognized but also declared over, I am choosing to believe, because that again is being very decisive. It's deciding that you are choosing. See all the action there? Deciding that you are choosing to believe. Deciding that you are choosing not to listen to race mind consciousness who says you can't do that, or that's not cool, or you're not smart enough, or pretty enough, or handsome enough, or fat enough, or thin enough, all the enoughs. Go, you know what? I have plenty. I have enough of everything I need, and I am choosing to be very decisive and very authoritative about this. I have, and I am so excited and happy that I have, blah, 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 blah. And if you do it for a month, give or take a little, you're going to find that not only are you very authoritative and decisive in your affirmations, but you're also going to be more authoritative and decisive in your everyday life. Do I want peanut butter or do I want mayonnaise? Yeah, peanut butter it is. You won't waffle so much because you're being decisive from your authentic self in your affirmations, and that builds what? That builds more of a conduit to the authentic self, which is your spirit, which is not swayed by your past, not swayed by what other people think, or at least not as much. And so as you practice being decisive and choosing to be decisive and choosing to be clear and choosing to be positive, you'll find that that affects every area of your life. Now, I do want to make a footnote here. When I say being authoritative, that does not mean bossy. That does not mean you've just gone out in an assertiveness training session and you say no to everything or yes to everything. No, you are strong and sure within your authentic self that you know what the heck you're doing. And that brings up boundaries like, no, I'm not going to be swayed by what the neighbors think. I'm not going to be swayed by my past. I'm not going to be swayed by whatever my fears are. I will acknowledge them. I won't deny them. But they don't have the pull over me because I am clearly and decisively stating that this is so. And in time, it will be so if you keep practicing this. Be clear, be decisive, and watch. And start with something that's easy for you to believe. I am a person who goes to Walmart and has a parking spot right near the door. Most of us can imagine that and visualize that. So pick something that you can really see and really feel and then be very decisive about it. I have a parking place right next to the door when I go shopping today. Thank you. Visualize it, feel it, and it'll happen, and that builds our confidence. Manifesting is a muscle. We have to use that muscle to get stronger, and that is a choice that we make to be decisive about our affirmations. Am I making sense to you, Mr. Warren?
Of course. Yes, you are. I love that. Absolutely. And as is always the case at this point every week, I always want to say, oh, no, that's good. I'm going to be decisive and say, no, you covered it. We're done.
Okay,
but
goodbye.
I will not go there. Goodbye. Okay, goodbye. I will touch on a couple of things that I found in this, because this is one of those, not unlike, it's connected to what we talked about last week as well, Ellen, because we talked about last year as sort of embracing and bringing along, I mean, the inner child, or going back and figuring out and helping that the places where we got stuck as kids and helping that kid along. what I have found with this decisiveness stuff, which is a practice much more in the present that we're talking about this week, is it will do the same thing. Is what you'll find out if you practice decisiveness, note my favorite word, practice, if you practice decisiveness, that over time, and it doesn't even usually take that much time, what we find out in my case is I'm a person who, and I'm decisive about that, fill in the blank, whatever I'm trying to manifest. If it doesn't happen or the universe doesn't start to comport itself and I don't sort of start to get information that the manifestation is coming to pass or the manifestation itself does come to pass, what decisiveness will help me do is figure out those places where I'm blocked and I may have to step back. Or it's not even blocked. I will say it's not blocked in this case. Last week it was blocked. It figure out those places where I'm not clear, where I actually have to affirm and be decisive about affirming for clarity. Clarity about this. I want clarity of that about this. And then I can, you know, it's sort of like throwing it in reverse to get out of the stuck whatever spot you're in so that you can go forward. I have found the practice of decisiveness really brings up with ease, with greater ease, any area that I might not be seeing clearly in. It's like, oh, I'm not seeing clearly on that. Or I will be just being decisive about something that seemed important to me 10 years ago, and I've not sort of paused long enough to go, oh, wait a minute, that actually isn't from my authentic self anymore. That's not the thing I want anymore. I got so adjusted to that that I still think it is. I'm in the habit of thinking it. And decisiveness, just the practice of it, Ellen, will help to – it reshuffles. It's a great sifter. It takes away the wheat from the chaff, as they say. And I just wanted to throw that into, you know, what you're saying is the practice will make life pop. And that is it's a beautiful thing. And as you said, you did touch on this. It not only helps the manifestations forward more quickly, but it will also make the smallest of things better, easier.
Yeah.
The things that I'm not even thinking about sort of start falling into place. Because the more we practice this habit of decisiveness, Ellen, the more we're directing the traffic, so to speak, with God, with the universe, where we're not, the less I am being affected by race mind consciousness. I am stepping outside of it and going, oh, I see that now because I've been decisive internally. I see that over there. It's like, oh, I actually don't want to go near that. So I'll go this way. And the universe starts comporting itself to us as opposed to us working against whatever's buffering us out there, whatever's coming at us.
Yes.
That
and I think
makes
decisiveness.
Sense?
Yes, it does. Because
was I decisive in that?
You were very decisive, because as we're decisive, those pieces that we may not have paid attention to at all or for a long time will naturally bubble up to the surface, and we go, oh, there is that dang thing about money. Money doesn't grow on trees, you know. You have to work hard to make money, you know. Okay, we hear that. And it gives us places where I don't believe we're blocked either, John, but where we may be stuck or we may not have the clarity or the confidence to say, okay, I don't have a money tree in the backyard, but I do work hard, and I know that the God of my understanding is always working on my behalf. Therefore, I am a person who has plenty of money. And oh, by the way, you are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk. And if you want to reach John or myself, you may do so at our website, ellenhartwell.com. Email us. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you'd like to be talking about. Let us know your progress as you practice these affirmations, et cetera, rescuing your kids and all that. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you, ellenhartwell.com. So, John, I think one of the things, too, that comes up when I'm trying to be more decisive in my affirmations is that manifestations will come to me more quickly. Now, I don't mean that I can say, I am a person who has $1 million, I see it, I believe it, and the next day there's a check for $1 million. Although that is possible. I don't deny that. It is more likely that you're looking at something that is a goal for you. I am a person who has lost my fear about money. I am a person who handles my money well, because we can't undo what we know, but we can grow past what we know. We change our knowing. We're alchemists, and we say, I know that money does not grow on trees. Oh, by the way, if anybody has one of those trees, let me know. But I don't know of a money tree, but I do know that I can say, no, I agree, money doesn't grow on trees. However, when I say I'm a person who have $1 million, I don't have that kind of mind. I can't imagine what $1 million looks like. So I go to images that I do understand. I am a person who has plenty of money. I see $20 bills raining down on me, or even $100 bills, and I see it coming to me in happy, perfect ways. Yes, I work, and there are plenty of other things that could happen where I will get money. So I am trusting my authentic self, unswayed by my tapes that play in my head from the past and perhaps negative experiences I've had with money. And I'm not swayed by that in my authentic self. That was then, this is now. I am a person who always has plenty of money, and I get a visual with that money raining down on me, or more work this week than I had last week, or making more money today than I did yesterday, et cetera, et cetera. And you'll see that it starts to grow, where you may not have $1 million in the bank tomorrow, but you'll see your money expanding and growing. Why is that? Because God, Spirit, Universe, is the great multiplier. So if we give thanks for that dime that we get in the mail with some fundraising thing, guess what? That's going to multiply. But if we take it for granted and we're not decisive about that, thank you for that dime. Thank you. There is no such thing as big or small in the mind of Spirit. So when I say, hey, God, yeah, I am a person who has plenty of money, and I thank you so much for all the money I've had, have, and will have. I am being very decisive about how I feel and how I think about money. Now, again, it doesn't have to be money, but as you're making your affirmations and you hear those little voices saying, you can't do that, or that's not possible, don't run from that. Don't say, oh, my God, I've just ruined my affirmation. No, you haven't. You bring that in, much like last week we're rescuing the kids. You bring that in and listen to it respectfully. Money doesn't grow on trees. That's right, it doesn't. However, I am a person who has plenty of money. The God of my understanding is always working on my behalf, and the God of my understanding is the great multiplier. So the $50 I have in my pocket today is going to expand and multiply. And that I know, and that I can stand on with a lot of thankfulness. So being decisive doesn't mean we ignore the tapes that play in our head. It means we pull them in with our positive net and say, I see that, I hear that, and, not period, and I also know that, fill in the blank, because the decisiveness will bring up all kinds of stuff for you, and that's good information. Don't deny it as, oh, that's bad. No, it isn't. It's good information. Maybe you were told you weren't a good decision maker. Maybe you were told you didn't have leadership qualities. Maybe you've never made an important decision in your life. Okay, well, there's no time like the present, because, in fact, you are your authentic self. Your spiritual being within you is an excellent decision maker. So declare that for yourself. I am a decisive person, and start with your affirmations. And when somebody says, do you want pizza or fish? Well, whatever you want. No, what do you want? Be affirmative, be authoritative. Well, you know, I'd really rather have pizza. Well, I want fish. Great. We'll get a pizza and some fish. Everybody's happy. But use your voice. Use what you need to say and do with and about you, because that's decisiveness, and that'll spill from your affirmations into your everyday life. Won't it, John?
No, absolutely. And Ellen, what's interesting about your fish versus pizza example is the practice of decisiveness around stuff that is actually sort of low risk And I would never encourage anybody to sort of randomly make giant decisions without a discernment process. But that is a great practice. I mean, you say that and I went, oh, it's pizza. There's no question in my mind. And I can actually not hesitate or not try to people please in that moment. I think that's actually very important practice. And our theme, Ellen, you and I, and I think it's something that's really important in these conversations, and I love that we keep returning it to it, is we don't ignore the stuff that comes up. Because I will tell you, in my practice around abundance, I have been surprised in being decisive around affirmations what random thoughts come up from 20 years ago, or I'll suddenly go, yeah, but that time in college when you blew that money on, and it was like, you're not, you know, that tape will come up and go, oh, okay. You know, instead of just going, oh, I'm turning abruptly away from that and I am ignoring that college kid that still lives in my head who wasted all that money. And I'm going to say, oh, yeah, that's who I was, but we're here now. And I'm bringing that along and I'm facing forward. I'm not ignoring or denying that, but I'm also defanging it as a thing that will stop me from moving forward. And I'm so glad that you brought that up because I think it's important. I also don't think this is a very, you know, it's not a hugely difficult process. Nobody's talking about psychotherapy here. Just sort of like, oh, isn't that interesting? I'll go, oh, that's interesting that I just thought about that time while I'm working with this affirmation. What keeps coming up is fill in the blank, something that happened when I was 15 and, or something that happened 2 weeks ago even, and it doesn't even matter. That I will just sort of bring it into the room and say, okay, that is something that happened, but it's not going to stop me from moving forward because I have authority over this. And that's what's being practiced here. The other thing I want to jump in on really and just sort of affirm is, unless you're going to run out in traffic, I pick up the dime when I see it on the ground now. And say thank you. Oh, okay, thank you. Because God is the great multiplier. The universe says yes. And it's like, I acknowledge, oh, somebody, you know, there's a quarter there. I'm going to pick that up. Even the penny. I pick up the penny. Now, obviously, there are situations where I'm not going to run across a busy street because I thought there was a penny. But I don't ignore the abundance as it in. I make an effort to not ignore the abundance that presents itself to me all the time, whether it's the amount of money I would like or not. And I think that's important to be in the flow of abundance all the time. Be decisive that you are a person, I am a person who lives in the flow of abundance at all times. That's who I am.
That's important. And that vibration is high because our worries and our fears and the old tapes that play is a lower vibration. Whereas if right now, today, we decide that we're going to raise our vibration by being positive, finding the good, and seeing that quarter, to use your example, John, and going, you know, I'm going to pick that up. Thank you for the 25 cents, Lord, God, whatever you believe. And I do that as well. And, no, of course, you're not going to put yourself at risk to get that penny, good Lord. But you are going to have eyes to see and ears to hear and emotions to feel that vibration that you're in, which is declaring decisiveness, which is saying, I always have plenty of money. I can have this. I do have this. As a matter of fact, I have this. And then trust that because you're putting your word out there decisively and with authority, it will come back to you in a perfect form. And so many people have said to me, well, I said it and it didn't happen. Okay. Did you just say it? Yeah. I said I have plenty of money. Okay. No. I have plenty of money. I am so happy and grateful that I always have plenty of money. Yeah, well, what about that time you bought that house without a contract and you lost your shirt? You know what? I did do that. It was not a shining moment. It wasn't a smooth move. As a matter of fact, to be blunt, dumb. And you know what? I can look back on that. That's a true story, by the way. I can look back on that and say, you know what? It was horrible. It ruined so many things for me for so many years. However, I can look back on that and say, yes, that happened. Yes, I was a doom cough. And you know what? I learned so much from that. Education is expensive. and valuable. I will not make that kind of mistake again. And I have become an excellent steward of my money. My credit score is high. And you know what? I don't care if your credit score is minus 20 and you owe everybody everything. You can step by step get out from underneath that. Don't give up. Okay, so you blew it. You goofed. You blew all that money, or you didn't get that money you thought you were going to get, or whatever it is. Okay, you did it. Woohoo! Don't stand on that square. Go, yes, that is true, and I'm ashamed and embarrassed and feel like a doom cough. Okay, even if that was 5 seconds ago, it's in the past. So today, we are smart people, and we use our authentic self to discern a good deal from a bad deal, and we make good decisions based on good information. And if we don't know, we say, you know what, I don't know I'm going to do that. I need some time to think about it. I'll get back to you. Nobody should rush you into any big decision. But if you're decisive about it and go, yeah, you know what, that looks really good. I would love to be involved in that deal. Let me go do my homework, and I'll get back to you. Well, if you don't do it today, okay, well, then I'm not doing it. Don't let anybody push you into things that don't feel right, that aren't right. Make your own mind up with clarity, with decisiveness, and with affirmations. Yeah, you know what? That sounds like a good deal. I'll get back to you. Why? Because I am a smart person who's going to do my due diligence. You're not ever again going to sell me the Brooklyn Bridge or that swampland in Florida. You're just not going to do it. Now, most people aren't going to do that to you, but we do need to be discerning and smart. So whatever you did in the past 5 seconds ago or longer ago, that is done. That is finished work. It's over, and you can do better now. Don't let anybody beat you up for your past. Okay, so you sat there for 3 years making dumb mistakes. Okay, yeah, I did. Okay, but today I'm making good decisions, and I am getting more and more clear, more and more decisive, and I am a person who is decisive. See that? Even if we don't know what the heck to do with all this, I am a person who is decisive. I am a person who is very intelligent and makes wise decisions. And when I need time to make a big decision, I'll take that time because nobody's going to rush me as I do my affirmations and my manifestations start coming in. I can be decisive about that, too. Nobody rushes me. Nobody pressures me because I am on an exciting journey. I am learning how to manifest. I am learning who I really am, my authentic self. And you know what? That's a process, not an event. So thank you so much. Don't let anybody rush you, and don't let anybody beat you up. But I would bet money if I were a gambling woman, and I'm not, but if I were, I would put a whole lot of money right on the barrel head to say the person who beats you up the most is you.
Well, and Ellen, I think I'm going to say, I say get into the flow of it. We're winding up this week's show, but getting into flow of it, what's so important is why we say it more than once. I work specifically at specific times of day, usually the morning and right before I go to bed, with stuff that I'm working on. The teachers that I've had over time with this stuff is always, you know, I'm always working on something because there's always something new and exciting I want to bring into my life. So my times to work specifically with affirmation and spiritual mind treatment and that is first thing in the morning and often before I go to sleep at night. That doesn't mean that I don't have a lot of momentum all these years I've been alive, that I've had tapes playing about certain issues for a long time. And so I'll return to them and get into the flow whenever I need to, walking the dog, going to the gym, doing things between work calls, and just get into the flow of them. So I stay in that stuff until it just becomes a part of what I'm breathing.
Right.
So I just wanted to make a note on process. I think it's so important. And to be clear and decisive, because the world starts working out in fascinating, wonderful ways when we practice this stuff.
Exactly. And we have about a minute left. But, yes, I agree. We have a minute left. So I agree with you. Be decisive. Quit beating yourself up. Learn from mistakes that you've made, because I guarantee you everybody's made at least one. I've made 4,890, I think it's eight now. But whatever, that doesn't mean that right now I can't make better decisions. I can't declare to myself I am a good decision maker. My affirmations are clear as a dang bell, ding dong, and move forward with great confidence and not let myself mostly or other people take me away from those things that I am manifesting. So be clear. Stop beating yourself up. Next week's show here on Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres is about miracles. Not the kind you think, though. So tune in next week. We will talk about miracles, John, and we have to end the show. I want to thank you so much, John, for being here with me. You have a way of putting things that blows my mind. Very good for you, John.
Back at you. Thank you.
Practice, practice. Take care, everybody.